I bet.
I was in a bathtub covered in suds.
Some rosé.
Rosé in my hand. Mm-hmm. And the other hand, a Glock 90. And then... Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's and I here do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And what was that?
It's like, I was going to...
What was that?
Well, I've noticed like in the beginning of our videos, like I'll do like a millennial, like, yeah, I'm on camera. And then you'll noticed...
do like a whatever major loser. Yeah.
And I've been noticing it and it's cringing me out. And then like I felt myself just doing it instinctually and mm-hmm. I was trying to stop it.
Yeah.
So it just turned into me doing like an air hump. Which is great.
Which is good.
Very funny.
Which is good.
That very attractive. We all,
everyone loves a good air hump.
Not me.
Is it your go-to dance move?
Yeah. That
was a dance move that my uncle taught me once.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. He was doing this at a wedding, and so I decided to do it on the floor, and my mom rips me up from the floor.
Oh, my. She goes,
that means sex. You stop that right now.
She was furious.
She brings it up to this day.
Does she?
Yes.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
How old were you? Wait, no, can I guess?
I was, yeah.
You were like 14?
A little bit younger.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12. I was actually my first guess in my head. I didn't say it out loud because I thought I was wrong. You were 12. Mm-hmm. You had a button down that was slightly too tight. Your hair was slicked back.
My hair wasn't slicked back. I never put anything in my hair until like after high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe like during late high school.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Whose wedding was this?
This was a wedding? This was my aunt's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your uncle taught you to do that.
Yes.
So wait.
My mom's cousin.
Different uncle?
Yeah.
So it was his wedding?
No, not his wedding. Not his wedding. No.
It's never their wedding.
This was my uncle, who is just my mom's cousin that we call uncle. You know one of those?
Yeah, I got an aunt.
Where you
Lou.
Have like you got aunts and uncles that are not actually your aunt or uncle.
Yeah,
like your parents' friends or like, I don't know, random people they know for some reason. They're like, I guess this is my uncle now.
Just like they want to include them in your life for some reason.
Right.
And like that's the best excuse. Like they can't just be like a really good friend.
No, they can't. I don't know if it's weird to say to a child like, this is Mr. Someone, because I guess that's even weirder. Or to call
an adult
by their first name. I guess it just makes the most sense to be like, this is a close family friend. You might as well just call him uncle.
But
does it take away from real uncles and aunts?
Definitely.
Does it? It's like...
Definitely. I think...
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think it's a double-edged sword because it also enhances real uncles and aunts because it makes them cooler.
That's true. I haven't thought about it that way.
You know? Because then you're like, aunts and uncles are always fun. Not the case at all.
Well, honestly, sometimes...
Mine are.
Sometimes they're not. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah, get that out there. So are mine.
I am lucky, actually. I do love my aunts.
I also love my family, my aunts and uncles. But I think that it's actually the aunts and uncles that are like kind of grandfathered in like that are like I'm almost closer with.
Interesting.
At least on like certain sides of the family. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
Well, if your parents are closer with them,
that
makes sense that you would be closer with them.
Yeah. It's weird. It's interesting.
Funny you bring up weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at my cousin's bachelor party.
Heyo.
Who I am the best man for.
Mm-hmm. Best man for the job.
Oh, yes. Sir, yes.
Been holding
so little oversight on his Ricky's part. I'm not a man. I'm a boy. I'm a little
Were you
boy.
The youngest there?
Yes. Yeah. I was the youngest there. So he's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And
well,
everyone there
bad.
Is at
I
least
thought it
two
was,
years.
I thought it would be more than that.
That would be like 30s.
Well, I didn't know how old Ricky was, so.
Oh, that's fair.
I don't know why.
Cousins are generally
I hear
not,
Ricky, I assume like.
He acts like a 45-year-old.
I assume older millennial.
Yeah. He gives off older millennial.
Okay, cool.
But he's a doctor.
Good.
So he also gives off
big
doctor
vibes.
Well,
no, that also makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like doctors are a little quirky a little bit, but they're also older millennials.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like they have that quirky side to them, but they're also like,
well, so that's
and I'm going to do my crosswords. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely is. I could see him being big on crosswords.
Which is not a bad thing. I love a good crossword.
Crosswords are great.
Mm-hmm.
He's, I used to make fun of him a lot when we were kids because he was very stiff in comparison to me and I was very wild. I would do this thing where
loose.
As soon as I saw him, because I knew it bothered him, I'd be like, Ricky, like, because you give everybody hugs. Yeah, like, Ricky. And I give him the hardest, strongest hug possible. Mm-hmm. He hated it. I lifted him up in the air. I squeezed all, and he was, oh God. Like, he would walk into my grandma's house. He'd see me and he'd go, oh. he'd groan. And
God.
And there's a little part of me that wanted to do that in front of all of his friends.
You should have. That would really have been a great full circle moment. You should do it at the wedding.
I will be doing it at the wedding.
Yes.
I know you don't. He listens to a couple podcasts. Okay. Ricky, if you're listening to this one, you're getting got. Getting got, bitch.
Ricky! It's like, I know you don't like Farley, but it's like in Tommy Boy when he's like, brothers don't shake hands. Yeah. Brothers hug. And he hugs the shit out of him. Like,
that's exactly what I did.
Damn. Yeah, that's funny. I like that a lot. I mean, Ricky's in for a good time. I want to meet Ricky at some point because I feel like we could bond over our shared embarrassment.
Of me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, very much so. I think in a lot of ways.
A beautiful friendship.
You both fill similar roles in my life where you guys are different in this way, where the more I bother you guys, you've been loosening up.
I have been.
Quite a bit. Where you bother me now, which is a lot of fun. But Ricky got more bothered, I think.
That's fair. Usually I do get more bothered.
But you've been relaxing, which is good.
I'm settling into my deviousness.
Your debauchery.
Yes, I guess so.
So this bachelor party
was good. Yeah,
party was great. Things got wild.
Do you remember everything?
Out of hand. Yeah. So here, let me tell you some of the things we did. We went to church.
Good.
We prayed. Yes. Prayed a good. Lot.
Yes.
Prayed a good. Lot. Good. Respected women.
Of course.
Respected many women.
Well, you have to.
And that's just the right
thing
to do.
That's how you're supposed to carry yourself as a man.
Thank you. We helped old ladies cross the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they lining up because they knew that
they saw
you coming down? They're like, these gentlemen will help me cross the street.
Yeah, I'm very nervous. I'm going to get hit by a car and die. Right.
Especially in D.C.
Yeah. Oh. And that's where we were in our nation's capital.
Right.
Actually, no, so come to think of it.
You were respecting history and monuments.
And you know what? Come to think of it, one of those old ladies was Joe Biden.
Wow, that's incredible.
And she was ready to like fall.
Yeah.
She's ready to disintegrate at any moment.
Just one slight cough in her general direction.
Yeah.
She would
blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away like a Dodds. House in a hurricane.
Yes.
What else did we do? Oh,
you said Build-A-Bear, right?
We prayed the rosary. We also did Build-A-Bear
For the children who did not receive Christmas gifts.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And which was weird because mine said, I love you, Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
The one you press, it says, I love you, Ricky.
Yeah. And it went to some
and
girl
it just
named
went
Maria.
To, yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
In Malaysia. Mm-hmm. But I thought we were all giving our Build-A-Bears to Ricky.
Correct. And you didn't.
And we weren't because he was like, well, that just doesn't, like, why would
Well, it
I?
Just seems like things weren't planned out fully. You know, so, I mean, you gotta be able to, go with the flow.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you got me on board, things don't always go as planned.
Exactly. Very true. Very true.
This did happen. One guy made cookies.
Oh.
Which was,
What do you mean this did happen?
I mean,
In addition to
all the things that definitely happened.
Right.
One guy made cookies.
Right.
Very nice.
Right. But you did go to church.
And I actually did go to church.
You went to church. This is not a lie.
None of
this stuff has been.
I went on a run and I stumbled upon a church and I just sent Aaron a random video of a counter tenor, which is a man who has a very high pitched voice.
Yes.
Singing.
What was it?
he was singing Let my people go. Moses was in Egypt's land.
Oh wow!
To an empty church. It was like three old people in the front, me in the back.
So he was very happy you were there.
Or if he could see me, oh. It was a very large church.
Really,
it felt very empty.
Do you think this was like a live performance? It wasn't like a practice. It
was
a rehearsal.
It was like I saw the sign outside: live music at 12:15.
Wow!
And I was like, I'm not doing anything.
This was on a Friday.
Yeah.
Friday morning church is tough.
Yeah, no one's showing up.
Who's
like,
going to
who
Friday morning church?
Who else besides old people?
Yeah. You.
Me.
Pre-bachelor party. Honestly, it's good that you went before the bachelor party.
Yeah, I got...
It prepared you.
Yeah, I got cleansed of my sins.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to
you
sin.
You did pre-confession.
Yeah, pre-confession. God, here's what, Father, here's what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, can we speed this up?
Because I'm asking now.
Right.
Does that mean later on I'm good?
Right.
I don't have to worry.
Permission.
Yes.
Can you forgive me in advance?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
That's good.
It's ask forgiveness, not permission.
Right. Correct.
That is correct.
Yes. But I'm sure God was appreciative of that, you stopping by before.
He was very excited to see
bears.
Me. Very excited to see me.
Yeah. Which is.
He gave me a high five. The first time he gave me a high five.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. But Ricky had a good time?
Yeah, he did. And that's important.
That's good.
Ricky is who is important in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I embarrassed him just enough.
Oh, that's good.
Just enough.
I'm assuming you had things planned.
Yes. Yeah. No, the whole weekend was very planned out.
Yeah.
Were you?
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Were you killing it? Were you in the zone?
With what?
With quips and jokes and
yeah.
Were
yeah.
you feeling yourself?
Well, it was awesome because like his friends are funny, but like they're not. You know.
Yeah.
So I would wait. I would wait for a moment because remember, this is a random group of guys.
Yes. You don't know.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
You know? And I would just slip in one here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slip
yeah.
in one
yeah.
there.
And get some good one-liners.
Yeah. Get some good one-liners.
Mm.
Get some uproarious laughter.
Yes.
It felt good.
Good.
Felt good. Because here's the thing is around here, we all know each other very well. And like the humor has to keep heightening and heightening. And then it's like, we're just saying outrageous things. And then other people are going, huh.
Yeah, it's like
all right.
it becomes dangerous at points.
It does become dangerous.
Where we're it almost becomes
I'll say
like
anything.
The four of us will be sitting here, or like if Max is over, if five of us are in the same room together, it is like who can out joke the other person.
Right, right.
Like and Max's video that like went viral where he was like, we will make sure that we figure out every possible outcome for a bit before it's over.
Yeah, we will stab this bit to death. We'll beat a dead horse until we're sure. Oh, no, he's not breathing.
Yeah. And then 5 days later, we bring that bit
back. And we
back,
bring it back.
And it's just as funny. So that's how that works.
So being around a random group of people gives you the opportunity, I think. You start again, the level of how far you have to go to make something funny comes right back down, which is nice because there's tension.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're right. You can't be just whipping out joke after joke after joke.
No, you gotta
hold it, hold your ground.
Yeah, yeah. Wait for it.
Because you're gonna get that perfect moment. You know you're gonna get the moment.
And it's coming.
And you just gotta be ready for it.
And just what did Washington say? Wait until you can see the whites in their eyes.
Was that Washington?
I don't know. You remember that?
I don't know.
Remember that quote?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Well, you were just in DC, so wouldn't you?
I was in DC.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was like the politics going on right now.
Right, right.
In the history of history of something. Oh, one joke that I made with one of the guys that I thought was really funny.
Mm.
It was like, you know Martha Washington's husband? I think he was the first president.
Mm.
It's like,
that's good.
Just refer
that
to
is
the,
good.
Just
no,
refer
that's good.
To the president
Did you say that like in front of the monument?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's even
Isn't
better.
That Martha Washington husband's.
Damn. Wow. Well endowed.
What? Wow. Good for Martha.
So wait, he crossed the river, the Trent,
and he was.
Or was it?
How many
was
teeth
it her?
Did he have?
Wait, who?
No, it could have, should have been her.
Should have been her, really, because you respected women this trip.
Because I respect.
But how was DC?
DC's amazing.
Is
I
it really,
really
great?
Really, really like DC.
I'm gonna go soon to see my friend.
Are you?
Yeah,
dude. It's like,
well, I have to pay, but I'm gonna go see them.
What do you mean, like, dude?
Well, I'm moving on up, as you know. I'm moving up. I'll probably be out of here in
moving
a month, maybe.
No. Oh, from here?
Yeah, I mean, once I meet my friends.
What are you saying?
Because I got
no idea.
You don't
what
know.
You're saying.
So I got an email from my friend Barack yesterday.
Yeah. And what does Barack want you to
it
do?
It was listen. Okay, let me pull out the email. I'll show you it.
You got an email?
Yeah. Which is stunning because I haven't heard from him in months. I was very worried. I didn't know where he was at. So yes, I got this email and the subject is hey. Like I said like that. Hey.
Oh.
And he goes, hey there. It's Barack.
Oh,
and it's a picture. It's a first name picture basis. Of Barack.
Wait, Barack says, "Hey, it's Barack," and then sends a picture.
And then just a picture of Barack waving, just in case you don't know who Barack is. But right. He knows I know. But he was the president.
So you guys are both.
People are watching him constantly. Right. So that means they're watching me get this email. So he just needs to make sure everyone knows what's happening.
You guys are on a first name basis, right. And he needs to remind you what he looks like. That's right. Okay. Go ahead.
So I was hoping for more of like a. Hey, I'm sorry I haven't messaged you in so long.
You're right. You know, right. An apology, maybe.
Just something a little bit like that would be nice. He goes, you know Bill. Bill Clinton, of course. So Bill Clinton, wait. He said, you know Bill. So yes, that's
I didn't know
so
Bill, but he had a part of the, put a picture
hey there,
of Bill.
It's Barack. You know Bill. And so that's where I'm at. I'm like, all right, fine. I know Bill. He's
yeah,
pretty
I do
great.
Know Bill, actually.
And then he goes, and of course, Joe. Joe Biden, of course. And so Joe Biden and there's just pictures of the last three Democratic presidents.
Sure.
And they go, the three of us want to get together with you. Yes, you, Aaron. That's me, because I'm friends with them.
Did they put a picture of you when they said
they
your
did,
name?
They did not, they should which have. Is a little upsetting because I sent Everyone them a else? Great picture of me.
I bet.
I was in a bathtub covered in suds.
Some rosé.
Rosé in my hand. Mm-hmm. And the other hand, a Glock 90. And then, they didn't want to put it in. They didn't want to put it in. I felt that was rude. But they did want to get together with me. So they did say I have to pay $25 minimum to possibly go see them. But that's just a
okay.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's a prerequisite. You have to do it.
Probably just for the train ticket.
It's just what happens because I know that they're a little bit understaffed with the Secret Service. So it's like, all right, you got to make sure you get the funds for them to do stuff. Yeah. And protect. I want to be protected when I'm there because people are going to come after me because they know I'm best friends with all of them.
The funds is going right back into your pocket.
The amount of times I've been kidnapped because I'm best friends with them is crazy.
Yeah, you get kidnapped a lot. Getting kidnapped. Is that why? I didn't know that was why.
Yeah, it's because of Barack.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Barack's my number one friend. I want that out there.
Barack's number
one. And he's like, all right, you know, okay. Bill, like my friend Bill. And also, you know, and Joe Straggler, here he comes.
Sure. Well, Bill's my number one friend.
Barack is, how I'm reading this email is, Aaron, I want to hang out with you, but I have to, sadly, got to bring my friends. They got to come along too. Is it okay if they come?
Right.
And
Are you
but
okay?
He's still like, you still have to give me $25. And I'm like, that's okay.
No, that's fine. Well, that's probably $25,
not the
keeps
problem.
Them quiet.
The big, I just, what are we going to do? You know, I don't want to be running around and they're, you know, slow pokes behind us. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what. Am I going to be like forced to hook up with an intern if Bill's there?
You might be.
I don't want to do that. I feel like that'd be bad for my brand.
Everybody needs their wild card, though. I think Bill's a wild card, and you can just shut him down. He needs to be like, hey, Bill, here's a dollar. Here's a dollar, Bill. Don't do that. And he probably would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Bill for Bill.
I'll get him really drunk. I'll show him two pictures. One will be of Hillary, the other of Monica. And I'll go, Bill, are we going to make the right choice today?
They're both beautiful women. they're both gorgeous.
No. Bill, make the right choice. And then I would wait until he made the right choice.
And eventually he would.
And
see, that's nice.
He always does.
You're preparing for Barack's friends.
Correct. Yes. But I'm just really happy to get an email from my friend.
No, that's nice. Are you upset that he invited other people? Or are you just like, he get it because he's such a
popular
guy?
I know that it was just me.
In the email chain.
Nobody else in the world got this email.
Well, no, of course they did.
It was me. I am a little upset that there's no itinerary. There's no
right,
like,
you don't know what you're
there's
doing.
No like flight voucher. You know, I still got to pay $25.
He'll probably give that to you at the end. You don't
will
think?
He? You think Barack will?
Well, he's a good guy. You think
that's
true?
I think
you guys are going to ball? You get a 2v2s?
I would love to ball with him. Well, I'm just worried if I ball with Barack, I think that means that I'll definitely have to sleep with an intern with Bill.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like that's just the next thing that's going to happen. And then I'll get ice. I'll lick ice cream with Joe. We'll go lick for lick.
Sounds like a nice time.
Yeah. It sounds great. And
sounds
I can't
like
wait.
A nice time.
I'm honestly
know.
Very excited. I'm very glad he reached out. When I got this email, I did cry because I was laughing so hard. I thought this was the funniest email I've ever gotten in my life.
Like, what a horrible
it's me,
scam.
Barack. You know, Bill.
Yeah.
And Joe.
And of course,
Joe. You know Joe. It's like they didn't want to put Joe in there. When did old politicians become like 90s basketball stars? You know, like they're doing a meet and greet for like, oh, remember the good old days? Like, what are you talking about? When did they become these like old celebrities? It doesn't make sense.
It is like 90s basketball stars. It's almost like they could get a panel of like Barack and Bill. Like,
yes.
And like talk about the president.
Right.
Well, you see what he's doing here as he comes coming down.
Right.
Now, this is a promising young aspect.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, hey, you want to come talk to like Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen for like a few hours? Like pay like $1 billion and then you can come hang out with us. That's crazy. Also, no offense. Why would I want to hang out with someone who doesn't just want to hang out with me? You know what I mean? Like, why do you have to?
See, that's what I was kind of like digging to see if that's really what you thought.
It's upsetting. It's upsetting. Yeah, I just wanted to hang out with Barack because he's
better.
To say he's cooler than them is the biggest understatement of all time.
Well, that's 100% true. He's I kind of don't care about the other guy's opinions.
No.
But what's even better is I know Brock's way better one-on-one. He makes you feel like the only person in the room. And
correct.
It's just kind of hard when you have, you know, Joe Ditson around.
Right.
You know,
and he has Keegan-Michael Key's number. I can get one of my skits to Keegan-Michael Key. My career takes off.
More,
my career takes off.
A much more powerful person.
For what I want to do, yes.
For what you want to do, yeah.
And that's a
fact. Also, he probably has Zach Galifianakis's number.
Probably. Do you think he does?
Probably. We got to get him on the show. And then
Zach I think that should be our top priority.
Get Zach Galifianakis
on the show.
If we can get Zach on this show, I think that's mission complete. I think we could walk away and be like, yeah, we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
I wouldn't, but I think we could walk away.
We could
and be
do
like,
it.
We did it.
We could do that.
I
really want him on the show. I want to get him. And then we could just like keep going from there. We just keep getting like, we can get Bradley Cooper because he knows Bradley Cooper.
Right.
And then we can get Isla Fisher, right? Redhead from, because Bradley Cooper's in Wedding Crashers. We could get everyone from Wedding Crashers in.
Interesting. What, you just kind of jumped to Isla Fisher there. Is there any reason that you picked her out?
No.
You don't, you
not
don't have
at
any,
all.
You don't fancy her.
Fancy her. Lucas, please. We're respecting women. She's gorgeous.
I just spent a weekend respecting women.
Yes,
I
know she's gorgeous, okay? I want to talk about her career.
He didn't.
I do want to talk about her career.
You know, what about her career in particular?
Specifically Wedding Crashers.
What questions do you have for her?
I have so many.
Name
like
one.
How did you get this good?
At?
Acting. Well, that's fine. We don't have to get Isla Fisher. We just get any redhead. We just walk into a bookstore and find one. They're there. They're there.
That's where they all live.
Hey, you want to find a redhead?
They hang out.
You want to find a redhead? Go to a bookstore. You'll find one.
What time is it? Do you think we could make it? Do you think we can get there in time?
We can get there in time? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
Am I doing tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
Well, you're watching. I know what you're doing.
I didn't ask what I'm.
I know what you're doing.
I asked, what are you doing tonight?
I might be making some food.
Mm-hmm.
I might be grocery shopping.
Great. So when I asked that question, did you immediately feel he's asking me to hang out, or did you feel he genuinely wants to know what I'm doing?
He wants to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, but here's the thing. That's why I said what I said, because I know that you're not free.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why are you asking me?
Now, if someone random, not me, were to ask you that, do you always think that when someone asks you, what are you doing tonight? That is, I'm wanting to know if I can hang out with you.
Always. That's always
really?
My first thought. That's
okay.
Always, I'm on guard.
I'm the same way.
Immediately, I'm on guard.
But isn't that interesting? That doesn't...
That is weird.
Because like, because if my mom asked me that, I'd be like, okay, she wants to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, my mom's not trying
to
ask.
You know what I mean? Yeah, she's not trying to hang.
Or like, since Cassie and me are long distance, I'm like, she's probably just asking what I'm doing.
Right.
Like, what am I up to? She's wondering.
Right.
That
but if you're in person.
But if it's face to face, or even like if it's somebody who you know you could potentially hang out
see,
with.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like if you get a random text from someone that you don't usually see and they're like, what are you doing tonight? You know that like they're in town, they want to hang out.
Yeah. 100%.
But that's it's interesting. Cause I always I try to avoid like, what are you doing tonight? Because sometimes I just want to know, like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
To keep conversation going.
I love
and then
that.
Sometimes I do want to know if you want to hang out. But I'm trying to be more intentional about it.
How?
Like, be like, hey, are you free tonight?
Mm.
You know, I feel like that's way different than like, what are you doing tonight?
Well, that's also, that's respectful to the other person. Because if you say, what are you doing tonight? And somebody says nothing. Like, then a lot of people follow that up with, okay, cool. Then we're hanging out.
Dangerous. That's a dangerous game because that's, what if, doing nothing is not, that maybe you want to do nothing.
I want to do nothing when I'm doing it quite often.
Yeah. So that's very interesting.
Hmm. Are you free tonight?
Are you free tonight?
That's very, I love that. I think very gentlemanly of you.
Thank you. I'm trying to bring it.
But so then how do you ask about somebody like what genuinely interested? Like, what are you doing tonight?
Now, this is where I'm run into the problem. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you say like, no, because I think every single way you could say it.
You're
it's like, what do you got going on tonight? Yeah. You know, like that comes off the same way. Like, what are you getting into tonight?
That's not, I like, that's close. What are you getting into?
Okay.
What are you getting into? So that's like one thing I'll say to Cassie sometimes. Like, what are you up to?
I do. I say, what are you up to?
Yeah.
But I feel like that could also, again, like you guys are distance, right? So like consider it coming from me. If I said, what are you up to? You would think I'm asking you to hang out.
What are you up to tonight? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably thinking that you're going to ask if I'm hanging out. I don't know if there's any way to ask and like not imply that you want to be involved.
Yeah. And I guess it is kind of like, honestly, most of the times with my friends, I'm not just asking what they're up to. So I guess it is like,
most of the time I want to be involved.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
Like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. Right. I'm not asking just to like, because I'm curious.
I want you to give me your attention.
Me.
Me.
It's about me.
It's about me.
The question is about me. I'm asking you, but it's about me.
Yeah.
And that's how it is.
I can't think of any way.
I can't think of any way where it won't come off.
Can somebody comment a way to ask that?
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know.
So that's like saying, that reminds me of, I don't know if it was you or Max told me this in college, but there's no way to like politely say, oh, you're still talking.
I think it was just a group conversation
Yeah,
there's
no way to like say that and be like, nice.
Yeah, you can't. Like,
you still talking?
Yeah. Rude.
Rude.
Yeah, like there's just no way for it to not come off as weird, at least minimum weird. Yeah.
And like, are you still talking? Oh, are you still talking?
I mean, there's a way to be like, oh, I'm sorry, like continue.
But right, that's still different.
Yeah.
It's still different. Right.
You can't say that phrase.
Oh, are you still talking? I'm trying to say it mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you're
still talking.
Are you still talking? You still talking?
All right. You still talking?
Are you still talking?
That's bad.
It's bad.
That hurts. That hurts when you hear that.
Are you still talking? I think
you know what's awesome,
though,
is when someone who doesn't stop talking says it. I love when that happens.
Says what?
Someone who doesn't shut up says, like, you still talking? To, like, someone who never talks. Like,
that's a burn.
Yeah.
That's a fat burn.
You know? Like, that's great. I love that. But real quick, before we move on from, you know, D.C. and the presidents and my friends that I'm hanging out with, I am worried that I'm going to become obsessed with the CIA because I don't get it.
What do you mean?
I don't get it. I spent, like, a few hours watching TikToks on CIA, like old CIA operatives that are like interviewed or some shit. Like, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Dude, there are agents.
There are
real, like not movies, real secret agents exist.
100%. Very real. Very real.
And
spies.
How do you become one? How do you become a spy? What is the process like? Like, what do you go to college for? History?
I don't think
German. I don't know. What do you learn?
I don't think you go to college.
Mm.
I think you just apply.
You go to CIA school. Oh,
yeah, maybe CIA school. I think you maybe you first applied. You go to the military. I would think.
Mm.
Maybe you're in, you know, the Marines or the Army for a couple of years.
Yes. Oh, maybe.
You know, and then from there you get some contacts, and then you're like, I'm looking to apply for like Central Intelligence Agency.
Yes.
And then you just apply, and then you probably work your way up. I'm guessing.
I'm totally guessing right now. I missed the, where was the sign up? You know what I mean? Where could I have possibly signed up for this?
You wanted to be a CIA agent.
Well, now that I'm learning more about it as a second career, maybe a side hustle.
It's a side hustle.
I'll be a CIA operative.
A moonlight as a CIA agent. Yeah.
But I can, there's got to be some sort of school, like a CIA learning school. Like the CIA LS.
I need Cialis.
Yes.
Whoa.
I would like to go to Cialis. Hold on. I'd like to go to Cialis.
Cialis world.
But you gotta, like, I just don't understand how there's, like, there are missions happening.
Right now. Well, Aaron, think about this. When I think of missions happening, I'm like, oh, they're in Russia, mm-hmm. and they're at St. Petersburg Ball.
Bubbles. Yes.
There are equally mm-hmm. missions happening here.
Oh, yeah. By other countries.
Likely in the great city of New York.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Probably.
Dude. We probably walk by operatives once a week.
You picked the exact right once number that I could laugh at, and like you didn't sound too ridiculous. Like if you said once a day, I'd been like, okay.
Yeah.
Once a week, I thought about it. I'm like, yeah. No, absolutely.
But that's the thing that makes you think.
You definitely have.
It makes you think.
You definitely have. On a flight.
What do they have on me? What could they have? They know now that I want to be one of them.
They have nothing.
All right, that's fair. They don't have it. Except that I'm friends with the president.
Okay, never mind. The big file on there. If they've seen my search history,
have you seen the amount of emails Barack has sent?
Barack really seems to like this guy.
I helped Barack and Michelle through a really hard time, so they have my number. They're out for me.
I still can't believe they agreed to do that with you, by the way.
What, the CIA?
Wild night. No, Barack and Michelle. Wild night for the three.
The fucking CIA.
You're going to agree with me on this,
mm-hmm.
but goat cheese is gross cheese.
Oh, I agree.
I knew you would.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've had it enough to know.
No?
Yeah.
Why not? Well, then why are you agreeing?
Because the times that I have had it, I'm like, this isn't great. But I've never been like, blech. You know what I mean?
I've tried. Every time it's presented to me, I'm like, maybe this time I'll like it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
your team, blech.
It kind of tastes like puke to me. Like,
really?
It tastes like mud mm-hmm. and puke.
Yes. Is your puke muddy?
When I've been eating the earth.
That's fair. When you've been eating the amount of dirt you're eating.
Yeah. I've been shoveling into my mouth.
A cup of dirts that you're having.
I don't like it.
Cup of ramen, cup of dirt.
If dirt tasted like ramen, I'd be in trouble. Be in a lot of trouble.
You're a big ramen guy.
I don't know. There's something about it. It's like musty.
It is musty.
Not in like a soured way, but in like a poop way.
It's liquid.
I don't know. And it's creamy.
Why is it liquid? You know?
Yeah.
When it comes in these jars, it's like, what?
It's not savory to me anymore.
It's a small, compact tin, but it's not big. It's more like small.
I don't know.
And it's wet.
Are you guessing?
White.
You're guessing. You sound like you're guessing.
No. No, sometimes they come in like wax. Other times it's more elongated, right? You got the long version.
I know
of the
that.
Goat
okay.
cheese.
No,
you
keep
got
going.
Ones with nuts in it. You got ones with herbs.
Oh,
you got
dried
spices
fruits.
And fruits on the side sometimes comes okay. in a little package.
No,
as
he
a
knows
Slim
what he's talking
Jim.
About. This is correct.
There's different versions.
Okay, whoa, back up. Did you say Slim Jim?
Correct.
Slim Jim and goat cheese.
Yeah, Slim Jim stuck through goat cheese. Kind of like a, a German popsicle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or a Greek popsicle, maybe.
Could be. Depends on what kind of Slim Jim.
Right, because Slim Jim
is it lamb?
It's German.
Could be Greek.
Could that's very Greek.
Is it Slovaki?
No, let me ask. Is it Estonian?
Yes.
Is it Latvian?
Who's to fucking say in this house? I don't know.
Don't you talk to me about my Latvian.
You give me cheese, you give me meat. I'm eating it. I don't ask no questions.
I generally will. That is generally true for me. I will eat cheese.
I won't do anything about it.
Would you eat horse?
I would eat horse.
You would eat horse?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I would.
I don't. All right.
We've had this whole conversation.
Have we?
Yes, we've had like the conversation about like, will we do this?
Oh, right. Yeah. You were like, I won't do most things.
Yeah.
I think my biggest issue with goat cheese is it's considered fancy.
Oh.
And I think it's like the dirtiest.
Is it considered fancy?
Definitely.
Really?
It's like liberal, progressive, fancy, crunchy. Like.
So I'd be eating this with Barack, Joe, and
Oh, bill. They definitely, yeah, mm-hmm. they'll have goat cheese. And it's the dirtiest tasting cheese by far.
Yeah, well, goats are dirty.
Goats are very dirty.
They're cool, but they're dirty, dude.
They're cool.
I think I'm goats big are on cool. You.
Their pupils are squares?
Yeah, weird.
Why?
Aliens?
They have big alien types.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Goats are CIA operatives.
Goats.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. I'm worried about how...
You just cracked this whole thing wide open.
I'm worried about myself.
I don't... Hey, Aaron,
I'm...
We shouldn't post
why
this.
Why am I so into these conspiracies now? I'm Aaron, worried.
I was going to say, like, you watched hours of CIA TikTok?
I think hours is not... Is a little exaggerated.
Yeah, you're pulling back because you feel embarrassed. It's okay, buddy. It's okay. I've been there. But I think TikTok mm-hmm. might not be the most accurate place.
No, but it was interviews of people from podcasts. We're podcasters. Everyone yep. believes everything we say. So why am I not... supposed to believe everything other people say?
You should.
That doesn't... You should. That would make me a hypocrite.
Number one thing about the information age is believe everything you see.
Correct. Are we currently still in the information age, or are we moving into a new age?
I think we're
possibly
moving into...
Possibly the figure out the CIA age.
Well, because everyone's obsessed with it now. It's not just you. It's the whole world. Is what is going on with the CIA? Who are these people?
Flash forward 40 years. You're like, whatever happened to Aaron? He's in a basement somewhere trying to figure out CIA.
Aaron's getting waterboarded by himself. to figure.
What do you know? I know nothing.
You must know something. You're so obsessed. You spent so many hours on TikTok, you haven't learned anything? You've wasted all this time?
Go back under. Fine, I'll tell you. I don't know anything!
That's always how it goes.
Yeah, it's the same but thing.
It's always they're not going to tell.
Yeah, they're not going to tell.
I would, by the way, at CIA, don't torture me. I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'll probably, like, if you try to torture me, I will tell you.
Every time I see, like, in the movies of people being tortured, I'm like, dude, I'm just telling
you. I would just say so.
I'm sorry. I'm just telling you.
I would rather not get my nipples, like, zapped by a car battery. That's just not in my
list of
things.
Or a million times worse, dude. I don't want anything to happen to my nails.
Nails?
They go for the fingy nails.
I might let nails happen. Nails might be the first thing I let happen.
No.
I've had it happen.
Joke's on them. They try to take my, you know what? I say, go ahead.
Please.
Yeah.
Begging the doctors.
I say, do it. You won't. And then I win. Listen, again, CIA, hire me.
See, yeah,
I'm the perfect for the CIA.
And I could be your sidekick because if they want to tear mm-hmm. out nails, I can tap in because they let you tap in.
I'm like,
I got an ingrown. By the way, look, my socks are fixed. I got an ingrown.
Yeah.
Undo it. Take it away.
The idea of a like a really horrible group of people, terrorists that are trying to torture people, and they're just like, they think they're at the spa. they're like, thank God, we've been waiting for you to fix our feet. They're really bad. Can you get rid of the bunions? What about the
pedicures?
The warts underneath my, can you, I got a few plantas. Can you get in there and scrub them out for me?
You guys are too much.
Yeah, you're too much. I didn't listen until I got my pair of Skechers. I've had terrible feet, but now I'm walking on clouds, I swear.
You guys have, awesome. You, I know you guys did to Remy. I know mm-hmm. you guys did to Zachary.
Yes.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Can
you
I
show
be next,
up? They're
please?
Like, no, not this. We're person. They keep showing up. I'm like, hey, I'm here.
Shock
do
therapy,
you need
please.
Some interrogation? I'm here to do the interrogation.
I know everything.
Yes.
Wink, wink, wink. Telling you right now, I know everything.
Just like someone who's a masochist. So yeah. Just like, showing up. Thank God.
Please,
I'm waiting. Okay, I'm kind of always going for Gil and George.
That's what it is, really. It's Gil and George.
I'm always going for Gil and George. But yeah.
Wow. Wow. I would please if it
but goat
feels,
cheese.
Yeah, goat cheese got us here.
I hate that long white stuff.
All right. So that was one thing I wanted to cross mm-hmm. off my list.
What would you do?
I would.
Okay. Next.
Go ahead. Next.
If an artist bigger than you was releasing music on the same day as you, but you didn't know it, and you had planned out this entire release package, would you still release it on the same day?
Yeah, because I don't matter.
What if you were huge? What if you were... Okay, here we go. Okay. What if you are second-tier artist at, like, a big record label? Like,
Wait, so I have a record label?
Sure, yeah.
Then I would ask them.
That's fair. Can you just...
I'm sorry.
Can you just...
I'm sorry.
Ted, just... Okay.
Go ahead.
So here's what's happening. Ariana Grande just released that she's, like, just, like, a week ago was like, hey, my album's coming out March 8th. And everyone's like, whoa. And so, like, a bunch of other artists are now moving their releases either, like a week after or, like, 2 weeks after because they don't want to compete with everyone who's going to be listening to Ariana Grande's album.
Right. Fair. Yeah, if they want to do that. If they can do that, might as well.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. But isn't that crazy to have that much power where you're scaring off other big name artists?
Yeah, literally. You're like, I'm not going to release the name the same day. I feel like I would just release the same day. And I would advertise it as me and Ariana. Me and Ariana's big day.
Yeah. Well, because here's the thing. You know Ariana Grande's album, like it'll probably take up almost the entire top 10 for that whole entire
100% month. Honestly. Nobody else is touching the number one spot.
So it's like if you want your song to hit number one, you might want to wait a little bit or earlier, like release it a week early. You know what I mean? Like try to get in before. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too.
Because I think honestly waiting after is even worse.
Yeah, cool. Then you have to wait at least a month. Because
then people are like, oh, I forgot Ariana Grande's album came out. And then they listen more, you know?
But then the other thing is like you're building up all this hype for like this release and your fans are following it.
Right.
And if you push it back a month, they're going to be pissed.
They're going to be mad.
And you know what? Some of them might not listen to it. Any of your stragglers are going to be like, A, everybody's going to be less enthusiastic because they're like, well, I was going to listen regardless of whether or not Ariana was going to release this album.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And two, I don't want to wait. Like, I'm going to lose interest.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it that way. I think it is kind of selfish of the artist.
I think so. And I don't think...
Because if your fans are going to listen to your music, like regardless,
they're going to listen to it. If they're going, they were going to listen to it, somebody else dropping an album is going to change that.
Yep,
that's my thought.
No, I agree.
But it depends. Are you releasing music for your fans, or are you releasing music to gain more fans?
Mm.
You know, because if you're releasing music to gain more fans, like, then yeah, I can see that. But if you already have an audience, I don't know if I'd worry so much personally.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Kind of talking out my ass. I don't know anything about the music industry.
No, I think it's mainly like people who want the number one spot. They want to say
which
they have
fair.
The number one
which
song.
Is fair.
You know what I mean?
I get that. I totally get that. Then definitely change your release date.
Yeah.
But no,
I agree.
I don't know if it's the best move.
Right.
Long term. Yeah. I don't know how much that matters anymore with how niche things are.
No, I agree. I don't think it really does. Because everyone also is kind of just obsessive over their artists. You know, like, I will probably listen to Ariana Grande, but I'm not, like, waiting up at midnight to listen to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. So I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Should we review it?
Group listen?
Group listen.
The GL? I would GL with you.
Thanks, man.
Get low.
I would GL
Get
all
low.
Over you.
Get low.
Get low. Thank you for watching Just One Fern.
Came in hot.
You were okay. Already?
Yeah.
Well, you ready for what I'm about to do?
Yeah. Okay. Oh no. Why? What are you doing? Don't tickle me.
You realize that that really makes me want to tickle
you. I
know.
I thought you were going to just tickle
me. And now, like, you've put that seed in my head and it's going to happen. Maybe not this episode, but maybe next episode. And
I laugh.
And I know
you're like the Pillsbury Doughboy when I am tickled.
You
it's
can't
like, I like someone stop it no
you can't
you.
Say that and expect me not to tickle you.
No,
what does that mean?
You don't I'm
you don't just say
everywhere.
That.
Stop it. No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I think
do what you gotta do.
Do what I gotta do. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
In this year. Tuna.
Mm. You're in?
I haven't tried it yet.
You're going to be. I'm going to try. You want some now?
You have it now?
Mm-hmm. I made it for lunch.
Yeah, bring it out.
Are you really serious? Don't
want, for the podcast, I'll do it.
I want a video of you. Dude. I'm going to make you a sandwich.
If you're going to make me a sandwich, sure.
I'm going to make you a really good tuna sandwich.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, jump, do 50 push-ups if you want me to do this.
Yes.
We're keeping track. Let Jesus know.
Let Jesus know. All righty. Well, that's all that we got for today. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.